19. Into the Mystic. The night security man at her hotel looks like a younger, slightly less approachable version of Beat Takashi, the Japanese actor whose existential gangster films have been the favorites of two former boyfriends. Ferociously upright and tightly buttoned into an immaculate black blazer, he leads her into the elevator and up to her room. She's told them at the desk that she's left her key in the room, and so is accompanied there by this stern man, who produces his own key, a real metal one, sturdily chained to his belt, and unlocks her door. He opens it for her, turns on the lights, and gestures her in. "Thank you. Just a moment, please, while I find my key." Actually, it's in the pocket of her Rixons, ready to be palmed when needed, but she checks the bathroom, the closet, glances behind the black furniture, then notices a large gray carrier bag with the Blue Ant logo on the side at the foot of her bed. She kneels to look under the bed, discovers that it isn't the kind you can look under, and comes up, still kneeling, with the key, a plastic mag strip card, in her hand. "I found it. Thank you very much." He bows and goes, closing the door behind him. She locks and chains it. Just to be sure, she manages to scoot the large black armchair close enough that the door can be only partially opened. This hurts her neck. She resists the urge to curl up there and become unconscious. Instead, she goes back to the bed and looks in the Blue Ant bag. It contains, carefully folded in black tissue, an unworn black Rixon's MA-1. The morning seems a very long time ago. She becomes aware of the smell of Tiger Bomb from her own Rixon's. She stuffs the new one back into its bag, removes the luggage label bag, and undresses. In the bathroom mirror, clinically illuminated, her forehead looks only lightly bruised. The remains of the fabulous fanny job, she thinks, have come to resemble the first attempts of a trainee mortician. She unwraps a bar of soap, reminds herself not to use the hotel's shampoo, which will have the wrong pH for gaijin hair, remembers to carefully copy Taki's number from her palm onto a Park Hyatt notepad, and shuts herself in the glass-walled shower, which is approximately the size of Boone's girlfriend's kitchen in Hongo.